name, brother?
What's that, sir?
Churchianity.
Churchianity? What's your name?
My name's Jeff. What's yours?
Jeff? I'm Jim.
Jim, good to meet you, Jim.
Let me give you a gospel card.
I was just wanting to see what this is all about, you know.
I was waiting for my wife. She's She's in the grocery store, but I'm a traveling evangelist. Let me give you a card.
Well, I know that the world is, people are just blinded by the worldly ways, so I agree with that 100%. You know, and not man-made religion. Yeah, that's not good either. I mean, we should have that spiritual oneness with Jesus. My God, he's the one that made a path for us to come back to the Father.
Amen. So you asked what churchianity is. Churchianity in America is anything that is related to Christ and God and faith and religious practices that's not of the Father, meaning it's not biblical. So let me give you an example. What was yesterday?
What was yesterday was post being Christ's birthday.
Christ Mass.
Yes.
Yeah. The Roman Catholic started it. It's called the Mass of Christ. You're probably not Roman Catholic, right?
No.
Most evangelicals aren't either, but they practice it. It's not an ordained biblical holiday. So that's part of churchianity. Adding to the things of God to favor themselves and please themselves when God says, don't do as the pagans do in Jeremiah 10. Whether it be wreaths or trees. So if you haven't studied, I don't know if you have, if you haven't studied the scriptures deeply to see this is God's model. That's my wife, Debbie.
Hi, Deb.
This is Jeff. If you haven't studied deeply to see God's model, God's plan, God's ordained ways, and then compare every religious body you know or are a part of, I don't care if it's wrong. A man just walked away. It came up, was talking to me. I don't care if it's Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, Methodist, Independent. If they're not keeping what God's ordained in his ways and walking in the ways that Christ showed us, they're part of churchianity,
right,
which is a man-made offering that God will reject.
Right, right. I agree.
So
I agree.
In Mark 7, Jesus said, Isaiah prophesies well about you. You worship me with your lips. Your hearts are far from me. That's most of America. You keep man-made traditions.
I hate that.
You keep man-made traditions. And Jesus said, you worship me in vain.
Exactly.
Because of your man-made tradition. So I preach the biblical gospel. It's on my card. Faith in Christ, his shed blood, his resurrection, repentance. Come out of the world.
Get away from it.
Come out of American churchianity.
I do understand that.
Be born again by the Spirit of God. When you're born again by the Spirit of God, you study the scriptures, holiness and obedience take over your life, and you begin to throw away Christmas,
exactly,
the world.
Exactly.
Politics are hopeless. They're of man.
Don't mean nothing.
It's nothing.
No, it don't mean nothing.
And then you must endure in your faith. That's the biblical gospel that leads you to eternal life. But most of American churchianity is into ritual timed out religious services.
Right.
They're mingled with the world. They're worldly.
I see what you're saying.
They have not come out. They're keeping many false traditions. Here's one. A box up on stage with one guy standing there preaching every week. You can't find that in the scriptures. In a biblical body of Christ, many men gathered, many men gave their gifts, their teaching, their insight, their testimony in a spirit-led service. Not a ritual, 1 hour, stand up, sit down, sing, give your money, pastor preaches, go home, see you next week.
I see exactly what you're saying, Jim.
And my website exposes all this in articles, like hundreds of articles. Go to don'tperish.com for free.
That's what's on this card, right?
On that card. For free, I don't want your money, we support ourselves. I travel the country, I'm a street preacher.
Right.
I would have been out holding gospel signs.
You've been called. The Holy Spirit's been
amen. I was waiting for my wife to come out of the store. I just got gas there. I just witnessed to another man right here. So God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
But how does that bless you? That truth bless you?
How does that truth
bless you? Does that bless you?
It was made. It was meant to be.
Really?
It was meant to be for us to meet, for you to tell me that, because and I'm not saying anything to wag my tail. Lord knows I'm not. But I know that I've got to stay focused on the one that give it all for me.
Amen.
The one that took every sin Jeff did to the Father,
yep,
and said, I'll go get him back. If he really loves you, I'll make a way to get him back.
Yeah. And here's the key part. Most of America believes that Jesus went and died, shed his blood, he did everything he had to do, and it's all done and you don't have to do nothing.
Oh, no.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, if you were, I'm married. I'm in a covenant. I have to keep my part. My wife has to keep her part. What happens if one of us doesn't keep our part?
Well, the whole thing's blowed out of out of
blood. You're in a covenant with Christ, his shed blood. He's already done his part. Amen. He's sitting at the right hand of the Father. Now he says, obey me. Keep my word.
Do what I tell you.
Follow
keep my
after
degrees.
Me.
Keep
now,
my degrees.
You're gonna Laws. You're gonna make a mistake, you're gonna sin, you're gonna fall. When you do that, you repent from that sin, turn from it and leave it.
Yeah.
And then he'll wash you clean and you walk in the newness of that.
You know what, Jim? Over 10 years ago, I was doing meth. Over 10 years ago, I just read in the Bible, it said, ask the Father in my name and ask and you will receive.
Simple.
It's simple. I, with a sincere heart, ask God, you said, so I ask, lift this addiction curse off of me. I've got 10 years under my belt, don't want to even,
praise
bam.
God. Praise God.
And it ain't nothing I did,
yeah.
But just what he asked yeah. me to do.
Were you a religious guy at that time?
No, but no. I was being called.
Okay.
I meant you
weren't involved in a church and all that stuff at that time,
no,
right?
No.
You know why I ask you that is, as I travel the country and I preach to people all over. I preach to the richest people you can imagine,
right.
And I preach to the drunks in the gutter and the beggars.
Right, which we are no better.
Exactly. Do you know who is most receptive to the bare truth of God?
The ones that Jesus went to, the drunks and the hobos.
The homeless, the beggars, the drunks, the drug addicts, even the New Agers, the guy covered with tattoos, the biker, they'll look at me and they'll go, you're right, I need to repent, I'm in sin, if I don't, I'm gonna perish. When we go and we stand out at religious places, and we do that.
I know, I've seen you.
We stand out at religious places, we don't interrupt their services, but we call them to repentance. They hate us. They think they're better, they're good enough, they're going to church on Sunday, what do we need to repent of, they say. And I share with them, your false gospel, your worldliness, your pagan holidays, your total unbiblical ways in your life, your carnality, you're married and in love with the world through sports and entertainment and politics. And
that
they
TV
hate it.
Is the worst. That TV is the worst.
Oh, it is.
It wants to divide
it's
us.
Television.
Well, that's a good way to put it.
Now,
television.
Now, the internet is just as bad, and I use the internet, so be careful.
Yes.
But I use it to reach out to people. We just had a gathering with some saints in Australia yesterday because of the internet.
What about that?
So
hey, we can use his tools against him.
You want to call me when I'm going to travel on? I'm going to be down in Florida preaching where it's warmer and everybody's outside. You want to gather in Bible study? You get a hold of me. We can Bible study. To encourage you.
Jim, thanks. It's nice meeting you, man.
Check out my website. Let me know how I can help you. We love you.
All right. We love you too, man. Because, hey, one soul is no better than the other.
Amen.
That drunk soul is no better than us.
Amen.
We've just made a better choice.
This is an appointed meeting.
Man, thank you, Father.
God be praised.